Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are started already a new teaching, and the title of this teaching is Masquerading as an Angel of Light. Really, it should really start with devil masquerading as an angel of light, because that's the scripture in the Bible. And I'm going to read that to you guys. That's in 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. It says, for such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. For it is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their action deserves. So again, it's referring to the devil masquerading as an angel of light. That's how he deceives a lot of people. And who are his servants? People that are his followers, or they're demons, right? They are his servants. They serve him, the devil. They are also masquerading as servants of righteousness. What is that? Servants of light and righteousness. In other words, we love you. We want what's best for you. We're here to help you. We're here to make you feel good, show you the right path, take away your fear and anxiety. So really the subject of what we're going to talk about in this teaching, we're going to be talking about the mediums, psychics, fortune telling, people who speak to the dead, to mediums. And I did talk about that they can tell you things that only you would know about your loved ones in the past. The things that they did, their names, the events that happened. And you may be like so mesmerized by this, thinking, how could they know this? They don't even know me. How can they know all this past about me and the names and the places? Well, just remember, the spirit world, you know, whether angels or demons, they were there. The demons were there. They're going to live forever. So they saw these events happening. That's how they know. Okay, so the question is, you might think, so what's wrong with a little fortune telling? What's wrong with like going to a psychic and just getting a kick out of it? It makes us feel good, gives us hope, and she's so nice and she says good things. Remember the verse that I just read. The devil is not going to come to you scaring you with horns and attacking you, because you're not going to fall for his lies, right? He's masquerading, the devil, demons, people who serve him are masquerading as angels of light. In other words, they're going to look like they were sent by God to help you. Like they're the good guys. Why you're afraid? Why you're not going to them? You know, why you're scared? So why do people choose to go to these places in the first place? I mean, I was just driving down the street and there were signs on some homes, psychic. You know, it makes you think, okay, what's going on in there? So people that go to these places, it's not like they're choosing to go toward the demons and the devil and they want to follow and do these horrible things. No, not really. They're in the hope of receiving some good news. They want to get some hope. They want to get some guidance. They want some clarification about a situation they're dealing with. They want information about their future because they feel maybe scared or lost and confused. You know, they're afraid of what the future holds. So they want somebody to reaffirm something good for them, right? Most cases, I believe that's why they go to these places. So, but what happens when they do? What happens when they're not turning to God, but they're going into tapping into the spiritual realm? You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, I'm not really religious. I don't believe in God, but I'm spiritual. You know, I always want to ask them, spiritual, what does that mean? There's, you know, yes, there's a spirit world. What is it exactly you believe in? I'm just spiritual, you know. But anyway, getting back to the subject, it says, in reality, people who go to them, they're tapping into a demonic spirit world. This demonic spirit world shows themselves as angels of light. You know, they will tell them things about their past, their family members, like I already mentioned this. So then again, you're fascinated, mesmerized, like how could they know this? So they may even say things about their future. Now, what they say about their future, is it true? Is it going to come to pass? Well, remember, God only knows the future, right? we connect with God and He will guide us into the future that He has for us. Is He going to tell us the whole plan from now till the day we die, what the future holds? I'm pretty sure He will not, because He hasn't. He only shows us the next step. First of all, I think, because we can't handle it. Second, we'll probably get so overworked over it, and it may even bring us anxiety and fear and think, oh my gosh, I never see myself doing that. How is that going to? And we may start planning and pretty much doing God's work, you know, instead of letting Him do it. So our job is to go to God if we want to know how to move forward toward a good future, or the future that God has for us, and hear from Him. And rest assured, God promises to guide us. He promises to show us, but He will show us the next step. So let's see what the Bible says about all these fortune tellers, psychics, mediums, because this is nothing new. This happened from the beginning of time, and there's a lot of talk about it in the Old Testament when people followed this and they went to these psychics or fortune tellers or mediums for wisdom, for guidance, for help. And how does God feel about that? Let's see what He said. Leviticus 26 says, I will set my face against anyone who turns to mediums and spirits to prostitute themselves by following them, and I will cut them off from their people. Okay, pretty serious, right? Leviticus 19:31 says, do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So it's saying that don't turn to those. You will be defiled by them. You will defile means they will deceive you, and they will make your thinking in a way that is going to work against you, right? You will not think what's right and what's in the light, what's God's word, what's His guidance. You will think otherwise, but you will be deceived in thinking, this is good. This is for my own good. Okay, Isaiah 8:19, it says, when someone tells you to consult mediums and spirits who whispers and mutters, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Right? I mean, people go to these mediums, and sometimes mediums, I'm talking to your dead grandma or dead grandpa or dead uncle or your whatever, and he's telling me you should do this. He's telling me this about your future. He's telling me this about your child, about your job. This is what's going to happen. You should listen, because this person loved you and this person wants what's best for you, and they can see the future. And, you know, all these lies, again, they could be speaking about the facts that happened in the past because they were there. That person that is being a medium, he's connecting to a spirit, a dark spirit, a demonic spirit. That demonic spirit is giving him that information. Because you might say, how does this person know all this? Well, that person is tapping into a spirit world, right? And the demonic spirits are giving him words and telling him what to say. So when you, Deuteronomy 18, I want to read you guys another verse, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 13. This is when God was speaking to Moses and giving him direction. He was getting him ready to enter into the promised land. He says, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium, or spirit, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, because of the same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. In other words, God was driving out those nations, kicking him out of the land that they had, kicking him out, giving him to the Israelites. Why? Because these nations had turned their heart against God, and they were turning to what? I just read to you guys, to mediums, to consult with the dead, divination, sorcery. They were not going before God and asking him questions and asking him for help or guidance. They were turning, talking to the dead spirit, right? To mediums, to death, to, in other words, to the dark world. They were turning their back to God and turning to the demonic evil spirits for wisdom, for guidance, for whatever they were looking for. And God was mad at them, and he strictly forbid them, and he spoke against them, and he said, don't get mixed with these people. I'm driving them out because of that, right? that says that make sure that you don't learn to imitate their ways of the nations there. So like, don't get mixed with them. Don't practice what they do. That their ways are detestable. So clearly the Bible is very much against us, and it's making it very clear what the source of these psychic fortune tellers or mediums is. Again, that person may seem so nice and kind and gentle, and their voice could be so soothing. Again, masquerading as angels of light, right? Because you would expect a nice person who is loving, caring, blessed by God to be that way, but they look that way. But if they're contacting evil spirits and telling you things that in reality there's no way of them knowing, then you better steer clear away from such things and don't even open that door. There are some even games that people bring into their homes and contact spirits. And then they wonder why all these horrible things is happening in their lives. Well, you invited them. You called on them through the innocent games that you might think this is just a game. We're just having fun. Right? There's games out there, board games or things of that nature that people think they're innocent and they're fun and they're exciting. Let's bring it into our homes and play. Be aware. This is how you can open the door for the evil spirits to enter your life. So do not open that door. Don't even like watch programs like that. Listen to it or try to like be intrigued by it and thinking this is exciting, this is fun, I want to learn about it. You need to learn about the Word of God. That's what's going to provide you a hedge of protection and wisdom and guidance into God's light. So I'm going to continue teaching on this subject because, like I said, I think there could be a large number of good, decent people, even Christians, who, because they don't know the fact, remember, the Bible says they perish for lack of their knowledge, just because they know they're being deceived. So I think it's the responsibility of every Christian to talk about these things and talk against these things, whatever the Bible is against. So we bring people into the light so they can be set free and not be stuck, not have bondages over them that keeps them trapped. So we're going to continue this teaching and the next teaching. And until then, God be with you and God bless you.